Love on Spin. Speaking of.
Speaking of good love. We are talking about online love. Online dating mainly, because I want to talk about Hinge, because it's getting ridiculous.
Dave and I spend a lot of time bitching about our online dating experiences, so we've decided to bring forward some things that we feel from our experience need to stop on online dating apps immediately.
Yeah, or like literally immediately.
With immediate effect.
We're going to start with mainly Hinge, right? This is what we're kind of basing this around, because on Hinge you can do these things called prompts, okay? And it's just like, it's for you to not only upload photos on Hinge, but you can have prompts where you can show off your personality.
Yeah, and right? I like that about Hinge. They're trying to move it away from vanity and engage a conversation.
Yeah, I was never, single in the age of Hinge, so I'm kind of sad that I never got a chance. I think I would have had a bit of crack with the prompts.
Believe me, you're fine. Don't worry about it. You're much happier
okay,
in life.
Okay.
Right? So prompts, you can add things like about me, so you can have I go crazy for, or my greatest strength, or unusual skills. You can have things like my type, I'm looking for this, we'll get along if this,
and
things
you can
like that.
The sentence.
Exactly. Yeah. What my problem is that every girl's Hinge prompts, I know that's a generalization, I'm going to say it again, every girl's Hinge prompts are the exact same.
I can tell you, so are the lads.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it that bad? Okay, so I'm
going to
go through my prompts at the moment, right? And this is what me and my friends do. We rate each other's Hinge profiles.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. So my most irrational fear, I go horses, balloons, and getting sucked through the toilet in an airplane. Bit of crack,
like
bit
it.
Of fun, and it is kind of true, to be honest. Another prompt is, what if I told you that? And I wrote, I know the guy who makes the cash machine call.
Nice.
Pull them in a little bit, you know what I mean?
How do you know him? Is he your neighbour? Or something.
And then when I need advice, I go to, and I wrote, ChatGPT.
Yeah, that's
because
good.
That's true.
That's good. I have to say, because it does feel like on the online dating world that everyone has just given up and there's zero effort being made, and although I'm about to bitch about it, I'm also terrible.
Oh, so you're part of the masses.
My prompts are terrible. I make no effort. If loving this is wrong, I don't want it to be right. Chef brown sauce.
That's not bad. That's not actually that bad.
It's a bit unique.
It also will start a conversation because chef brown sauce is disgusting.
That's my most popular prompt. It's always like, did you see intermission? I unwind by naps.
Oh, God,
no,
I hate
that's actually terrible.
Ooh.
And my most irrational fear, Hinge prompts. So I can't really complain.
Dave's head nearly...
I have that written down as my biggest ick. If you have these written on your Hinge profile, I am getting rid of you immediately.
Okay.
We start off with my biggest fear, parallel parking. God, I hate that so much. I know the best spot in town for pizza. Is it Bambino?
Oh, that's so generic.
One thing I want to do this year is get off these apps. Well, no, duh.
Oh, I hate ones that are so on the nose about the thing.
Yeah. My most irrational fear, writing Hinge prompts.
Yeah, that's me.
That's
me.
Bad.
Yeah.
And one that really, really annoys me. Give me travel tips for Australia. Why are you on Hinge if you're going to Australia? You're clearly moving away.
That's so funny.
No interest.
A lot of people have that.
A lot of people have it. Yeah. Or Bali and things like that.
One of the things is you should leave a comment if, and this comes up a lot with the lads, you're ready to become a dog man. Another big one for the lads is typical Sunday, and you have like a few different
Tom. No better than the girls. Go on.
Surf, hike, swim, mountain / dogs. Just outdoors, really. All right, Tom.
The girls is always walk and F1. I'm like, something else.
Sunday roast and cuddling. Bit forward there. Stranger danger. Sunday roast and GAA. That's always the typical Sundays. What I order for the table. They always try to be funny with this one. And this is a come up more than once. Tables don't eat.
Just awful.
Oh, I actually, that'll get me.
Yeah, but it wouldn't get you if you saw it 50 times a day.
True, true.
And then you have the real spontaneous crew. So these are replies to the likes of, we'll get along if ... and all I ask is that you ... We'll jump in a plane with little or no notice. Relax, Carl, will we have a coffee first? Or you have your passport at the ready and are ready to go somewhere fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who love...
You're a stranger.
That's the one thing about girls on Hinge as well. They all love travelling. Where are you going?
Yeah, and they've literally been tormenting us twice.
Look, we all know how many annual leave days we all have.
Exactly. You just stay at home.
Yeah, another one the lads tap into a lot in terms of like the typical thing is the, can I have my hoodie back?
You know,
this
yeah.
So, unusual skills. Getting my hoodie back after you borrowed it. Like, I haven't even met you, pal. I don't know who you are.
I feel like a lot of people listening to this are probably sweating.
I hope you're editing right now is what I hope you're doing.
Get on it.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, Bully
Charged. Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.